Junk's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond, and Monumental Sports Network. We're brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. If you're looking to be the next five-star HVAC technician or plumber, just go to cropmetcalf.com and you can join their team today. Tom Lavero will join us at 8:45, so in the next hour you will hear from him. We'll talk Nats with him. We're actually going to move the Terry talk to 7:20. Okay. Want to get into the ESPYs from last night. Now, look, ESPN, they're smart. They know that there's a hole on the sports calendar in between the All-Star game, MLB resuming later in the week. Yeah. There's not a lot going on in the sports world. So they had the ESPYs last night.
Last night's the deadest day on the calendar for the most part.
Like, you were probably just looking for events to bet on, and I mean, I just don't know what's out there.
There's nothing, I mean, unless
just
you're going to bet on some soccer match.
Unless you're going to bet on, like, darts or something. Or, yeah, right. You know, the Tour de France.
Or WNBA.
Yeah, I mean, you could bet on that.
But other than that, last night, yesterday, was the deadest on the sports calendar.
Right.
Deadest day.
Yeah.
We were just talking about it during the break. SportsCenter led off with the WNBA game.
Right.
Yeah,
I mean, good for Asia Wilson. She scored 37.
Hey, look, football season is not that far away.
It's coming. Nope.
I mean, camps have already started, and of course, Commander Camp starts early next week.
I think August 30th. There's like a crazy college football. I think it's a quadruple header. I think isn't that Texas playing Ohio State?
Yeah, Labor Day weekend. Yeah,
LSU's playing Clemson.
Yes,
like
there's some big games.
USC,
Miami's playing Notre Dame. I think
Utah, UCLA. I mean, it's like a crazy.
There's some big
crazy
ones.
Weekend. So yeah. It's not that far.
It's not that far. I mean, 6 weeks.
So the ESPYs were last night, and Shane Gillis was the host, and we have a sampling of some of his jokes from last night and some of his monologues. So here's some of Shane Gillis from the ESPYs as he hosted last night.
Four-time WNBA All-Star Brittany Hicks is here. Give it up for Brittany, everybody. I'm joking around. That's my friend's wife. I knew none of you knew WNBA players. That's crazy. You clap for that.
That's funny.
Simone Biles is here. Yeah, hell yeah. It's not bad. Simone Biles is 4'8" and has 7 gold medals. She's short and has a lot of gold. When she's not competing, she leads a quiet life at the base of a rainbow. It's a leprechaun joke. If you tell Simone a riddle and she can't answer it, she has to give you all of her gold medals. That was the best one. Aaron Rodgers did not take the vaccine because he predicted it would be bad for him. And then he joined the New York Jets.
Good one.
So maybe he wasn't right about everything. Shador Sanders had his jersey number retired at Colorado this year, and people are saying it's because of nepotism, because of his father, and it's not. It's because he went 13-12 over his career, and he almost won the Alamo Bowl.
That's a good one.
Definitely not nepotism, right? All right. It's a big year for the WNBA. I love Caitlin Clark. Hell yeah. Caitlin Clark, she and I have a lot in common. We're both whites from the Midwest who have nailed a bunch of threes.
That's a good joke.
That's the best one
That's
so far.
That's a good joke.
Best one so far.
All right. There you go. Lighten up a little. This is not serious.
Yeah.
We'll see about this one. When Caitlin Clark retires from the WNBA, she's going to work at a Waffle House so she can continue doing what she loves most. Fist fighting black women.
That's a tough one.
That's a good joke.
It's a tough
one. Shohei Ohtani couldn't make it tonight. Man, I hope his interpreter didn't bet that he was going to be here. Shohei is a once-in-a-generation talent. No one's been able to do what he does at so many positions. Pitcher, hitter, and bookie. A bookie is what Bill Belichick reads to his girlfriend before bedtime.
Slaying me over here.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
They do. They read The Very Horny Caterpillar. The Little Engine That Could But Needed a Pill First.
This is right up Valdez and Cakes' alley.
Good night, boobs.
Right up your alley.
He's got a good writer. I don't know if he's writing all the jokes or. Like,
I mean, they're good. They're clever, but it's not my type of humor. I like more observational stuff.
Yeah. He has some solid ones in there.
I mean, it's a good Jones. It's a good Jones.
The Waffle House joke to me was the
I read a review. Some people were like saying it was awesome. Others didn't like it.
Of course.
Larry Brown Sports said he had an Epstein joke. Just reading it seemed like it was funny.
Yeah, I mean, they're funny on paper. It's just not my type of thing. Like zings, whatever. Not my thing, but more clever.
You guys sleep on his series Tires on Netflix.
I don't sleep on it.
It's pretty funny.
Couldn't be more popular than he is.
Shane Gillis is killing
it. He is at an all-time high of popularity. Yeah, no doubt about it.
I actually liked his in between the jokes better.
Yeah,
where he was kind of
just riffing.
Yeah, just kind of making fun of some of the jokes.
I mean, those are like Jay Leno jokes.
Yes,
it's not my thing, but whatever.
But that's kind of what they do at award shows.
He couldn't be more famous and more popular than he is. I acknowledge that.
I feel like EB's a little ornery today. He's wrecking everything.
I like the Von Miller signing.
Did you have a bad night's sleep?
No, I know, but you're just you're angry at JP. You kind of combative.
Well, JP's anti the Von Miller signing. I like the Von Miller signing. Shane Gillis is fine. He couldn't be more popular. He's just not my type of comic.
You prefer the storyteller type?
Yeah. Well, just observational stuff. I don't know. More than like zings and like clever stuff. I don't know.
He doesn't like clever zings.
He likes Billy Crystal doing monologues.
I think he means I don't know.
And now this isn't his guy, it's my guy, but zings. Like Sebastian Maniscalco will do a bit that's 15 minutes.
Yeah,
that's not this type of thing.
He's just doing Jay Leno jokes.
So you like topics.
Yeah,
and then it's just kind of riff on the topic.
It's not my type of thing, but it's fine. I actually also hate. I'll be honest with you, I hate the ESPYs, but I do like Lindsay Vonn's dress.
Well, the ESPYs do stink.
I mean, that she always throws out that thirst, and, you know. And Lindsay, she's again
a big thirst trap. Still.
Oh my god, that girl's horny. I think we didn't do the story yesterday that Joy Taylor on our podcast. I don't think we talked about it. We talked about talking about it off air, but we never talked about it. But on our podcast. She said a few months ago that she needs sex every day. Joy Taylor said that.
That's Jason Taylor's sister.
Right. The one that was like the co-host on FS1, fired and had affairs with all these people, allegedly, Emmanuel Acho and executives. And she just went out there. I think her podcast was called Too Personal.
I don't think it's an affair if it's with Acho if he wasn't married. If neither of them were married, you call it an affair?
I can call it a dalliance.
You could call it whatever you want.
A mutual smashing.
I'm not going to fight you on it. So just whatever. Had
a relationship.
A relationship with all these people at FS1 at work, allegedly. And I like that. I like that she's horny. That's interesting to me.
Sure.
Lindsay Vonn is every bit as horny as Joy Taylor.
Every day is kind of, that's a lot. You don't hear very many women say they need,
she actually said, I need it every day.
I've never heard one woman say that.
I think I might have heard some women of ill repute say that. You know, like some like hookers chicks or something.
Yeah. But the hookers I was avoiding at Paris. Right.
I don't even know if they need it. They just need money.
Yeah. They're right. I mean, they're working.
Yeah. I don't think they really want it.
I'm out on the ESPYs. I'm in on Lindsay Vonn and her thirst trap outfits every year. Because if you look at it, she's got crazy hot outfits.
Who is she dating currently? Do you know who her current beau is?
I don't know.
Who was she with?
I have no idea.
They look like solo picks, but who knows? Who knows?
Mm.
Was there others that were super hot yesterday with their outfits?
I didn't do a style breakdown on the ESPYs.
Drab?
I was just listening to Shane Gillis's jokes.
I don't know, but I don't know how you think Lindsay Vonn is horny just because she's wearing a...
Lindsay Vonn is currently very horny. I follow her.
Currently dating.
You're right. I do not follow Lindsay Vonn.
I follow her on Instagram. You don't follow her on Instagram?
No.
She's currently dating a guy named Diego Osorio, who's a businessman and entrepreneur.
I just think she's a horny.
According to Google,
it could be a bad read, Drab. But it's my current read.
It's probably an accurate read.
You know,
titillated by her.
It's the dress that she's wearing. She has like something. Attached like a chain, kind of attaching the slit together.
Well, it looks like it kind of looks like a thong. Yeah, exactly. And if you look at her history of dresses, she's always wearing. She just shows a little bit extra, you know, which
she goes
like
that extra mile.
I'm all in on it. I'm a big Lindsay.
She's one of your
said
top
from
seeds.
Day one, fun girl.
She's
from
one
day
your,
one. She was my original fun girl.
She's on your Mount Hornymore.
Valdez, is that correct? I think she's my original fun girl.
Maybe. Yeah. The slit in the back of her dress comes down to her, the top of her butt crack. I do see that.
Oh, you see the back?
Yeah, it's on her IG.
I think she's worn that for like every year.
If you look, she wears
something like
hot
that. She's got a great body.
Outfits. Yeah, and for a girl who's had her knee mutilated, she somehow figures out how to still make it look silly.
She dresses it up.
Like, her knees have been just mutilated with surgeries and everything else. She's constantly rehabbing her legs.
When she was dating Tiger, can you imagine the combined number of surgeries?
No.
It's got to be about 50.
So much anesthesia between those two.
Yeah.
All right.
So much propofol.
Is wrong about Gillies. Maybe I am. I mean, I said he's the most popular comic out there right now, as far as I can tell. Justin, what's up, bud?
Hey, I just wanted to say, when you listen to Gillis, if you watch his actual stand-up, I mean, he does a lot more of the storytelling and the observational.
That's cool. I like that, then. I would like that.
Yeah. Yeah, I actually think you'd really like it. He's definitely very zingy in those monologues and everything. And I think he kind of, like, pokes at himself because he knows he's so controversial. Like, he kind of has fun with it, just telling those,
I like,
you know,
that.
Those zings.
Yeah, I like that. Maybe I have to watch him more.
Yeah,
but
I mean,
at the
ESPYs,
stuff,
you kind of have to pick.
When you're doing Jay Leno jokes, I'm out.
Yeah, but I'm saying at the ESPYs, you got people in the crowd, and you're kind of picking people out.
Right, you're shooting fish in a barrel.
No,
there.
I get it. I understand. Yeah. I understand the moment.
It's a little different. Yeah, it's a little different.
Thanks, Justin.
Thank you, Justin.
For sure. I think you'd be rolling if you watched it. You'd be laughing hard.
All right, bro. Thank you.
That's fair assessment. Let's go to Big John. Oh, no. Speaking of comics who I don't like. Big John. Big John is the ultimate zing guy, right? Everything is like just some, you know, clever zing.
Big Bad John.
Not actually that funny.
What's up?
John.
No, I'm an observational comic. I think Evie would like me in the show.
Ooh, I'm like,
I don't know.
You're like,
I don't know about that.
You're like one for 300 for me.
Well, I got a compliment from Matt Cahill about one of my jokes.
Oh, no.
But one of them?
He isn't lying. I did give him a compliment like 2 months ago.
Why?
When he sent me his comedy
Man,
bit.
Is he fishing
I'll see
for
if
a...
I could find
oh, were you
it.
Just, or were you just being nice?
I was kind of being nice, but I do remember.
Did something
chuckling.
Make you chuckle?
Yeah.
Like legit.
Do you remember the joke, John?
I'll find it here.
Of course.
Go ahead. Tell me the joke that made Drab laugh.
Well, I was talking about dating sites that I'm on, and I said I found a dating site just for fat people. It's called Craft Singles.
It's kind of funny. That's not funny.
I mean, it's kind of funny. I mean, it's clever. There's no doubt that it's clever.
But it's funny.
There's no doubt that it's clever.
Well, most of the time, I think I think he's funny as like a 20-car pileup on the interstate. But that was funny.
I guess.
Well, all right. Well, I've got a couple. Like, I went to the doctors. They weighed me. And according to my body mass index, my pronouns are they, them.
He should have went out on top.
Why didn't you push it? Like, that's a 5-year-old material.
He already went bottom.
Yeah. He's already gone.
Yeah. I mean, if you like that kind of stuff, the boom,
sure.
The whatever, you know, you hit the, what is that?
Rim shot.
Rim shot. If you like rim shot humor.
Yeah, if you're like into like.
He's your guy.
Is it Henny Youngman from back in the day?
Like, if you're into rim shot humor.
Be more funny.
Yeah. That's your guy.
Yes. Craft Singles did make me laugh. It's a pretty good joke. I mean, for John, it's an A++++ joke.
Yeah.
For him to come up with
that. That probably took him a month to write.
Yeah, keep in mind, I had to watch 20 minutes of his comedy. somewhat funny zing.
Did he have the Craft Singles joke in there?
Yeah, that was the one I laughed at.
Should be the lead.
Yeah, and again, Valdez, he should have went out on top. Shouldn't have done the BMI joke. Then he just stepped in it. Right. What are you going to do? All right, when we come back, we will get into the Terry McLaurin ranking. Where did he fall on the top wide receiver list on ESPN? We'll tell you that next.